So Frida Kaplan was, for lack of a better term, a pioneer, a titan in the in how Americans ate. She was she started off just as a housewife, worked as a bookkeeper for her family, her husband's relatives, who happened to be in the wholesale food industry in Los Angeles in the mid 1950s. And as she would always tell the story years later, one day she, the family needed her to help out as a cashier downstairs. She noticed that there was a pallet of brown mushrooms that no one seemed to be buying. It was just there, lonely. And so she went around the floor of the LA wholesale produce market and try to get people to buy a pallet of brown mushrooms. And at the time, Americans didn't really care for mushrooms. The only mushrooms they would eat, if they would eat at all, would be button mushrooms. Somehow she found a supermarket that wanted to buy those, and then on top of that, wanted to buy even more of these brown mushrooms. So she realized that there was a market for her, because she was not going to compete with the big boys, with the bulk stuff that Americans were eating at the time, lettuce, apples, oranges. So she decided to try to go for the products that didn't really have a market at the time and see if she could make her money off of that. And that's exactly what she ended up doing. This is 60 years later, her company, which is now called Frida's, is a $100 million a year business and is hailed as still these are the people who tell America how they're going to be eating in the next 5 to 10 years.
So what sort of foods is she credited with popularizing there in the U.S.?
Honestly, almost all of the cool foods nowadays. it's quite remarkable to see how much what we now as Americans consider to be, pretty straightforward, at one point was considered exotic. So just a brief list: the mango, jackfruit, shallots, sunchokes, jicama, mangosteens, you have jumbo garlic, you have Asian pears, you have kumquats even. But of course, what made her the most famous, and what would be, of course, of most interest to folks in Australia and New Zealand, is she is credited with popularizing the kiwi fruit to the extent that she actually also popularized the name kiwi in the United States.
Can you tell us the story behind that? How did that happen?
Yeah. So, of course, this is all what she says. Other people would argue otherwise. But what she said in her job, obviously, is trying to find the next exotic fruit that's going to hit big. She came across an Australian importer of these, what back then were called Chinese gooseberries, also called Chinese gooseberries in Australia and New Zealand. And she said, that's not really the most appealing name for a fruit, Chinese gooseberry. And she was entranced by it. Like almost anyone who sees the kiwi fruit, they're entranced by it almost immediately. Like, looks like an egg, fuzzy, then you cut it inside and it's this emerald green color, and of course it's juicy and it's absolutely delicious. So she said that the Australian said, well, maybe you should call it a kiwi fruit. It kind of looks like the kiwi bird. The word kiwi is such a cool name, and of course the word kiwi has such ties to New Zealand. So she said once she started calling the Chinese gooseberry by that name, kiwi, that's when sales started taking off. Although the kiwi fruit didn't really explode in popularity in the United States until the 1980s. So she would always say that the kiwi fruit was an instant bestseller 18 years in the making.
And it earned her the nickname the Kiwi Queen a bunch of nicknames that she got.
Oh, yeah, so many nicknames. The Kiwi Queen, Mother Gooseberry. Really, and what was remarkable about Frida was she also was a pioneer not just in selling exotic fruits, but she was also a woman. She's credited as being the first woman in the United States to run her own wholesale produce business. And she played up her femininity. And she was very savvy in that sense. She's like, okay, remember, this is 1960s, before the sexual revolution. So she's in an industry where everyone's not just a man, but a macho, in the sense that you're always haggling over prices. So she said, okay, I'm going to come in. I'm going to wear purple all the time. That's going to be my trademark color, because purple seems so feminine. I'm going to be going around in these, these warehouses at 3-4 in the morning in my high heels and my lipsticks. And people think, oh, here's some woman. We're going to be able to railroad her. But no, once they got down into business, she was legendary in the produce world as a steely negotiator who won almost all of her battles. Like, you could not pull one over Frida Kaplan, because she knew her game, and she also knew that you underestimated her, and so she reveled in being able to beat you at the end. And then at the end, getting the respect of all the people who once thought of her as nothing more than just some housewife in a man's game.
Is it safe to say she changed the way some U.S. consumers ate and made them a bit more adventurous in their eating?
Absolutely. Frida Kaplan totally helped change people's perception of how to eat. So a lot of people, we always, of course, talk about restaurateurs and food critics and chefs who change how people ate. But arguably, it was Frida Kaplan who pushed it even more. So she would sell all these exotic fruits, quote unquote, exotic fruits in supermarkets. And she knew a lot of people not only would not know what that product was, but then would want to know, okay, how could I cook it? So she would start putting these stickers that not only said the name of the product, but also gave some recipes as well, or how to cut it. So her most famous example in that case is spaghetti squash. Now everyone knows what a spaghetti squash is. You know, it's a delicious, big, huge squash. And so, but Americans didn't know what it was in the 1980s. So she would put these stickers, of course, in purple and just gave a couple of quick recipes. And then even in recent years, you know, you have to evolve. So it's no longer just enough to do these things with stickers. Her company, and she would appear in them sometimes, but they would make YouTube videos. They would make videos just for Instagram, really quick 45-second videos. Like, I remember they did a 45-second video on how to cook a jackfruit. The jackfruit, of course, is the world's largest fruit. They can get as big as 80, 90 pounds. They look like boulders, and they're spiky. It's not like anything Americans have ever seen. So knowing that, you know, jackfruit's another fruit that Frida's introduced in the United States. So they made this really cool video. Didn't even have any sound. It's just like, this is what it is. This is what you do with it. This is how it tastes. Go out and cook it. And now if you see in the United States, there's a big rise in vegan cuisine. And you know, historically, when you thought about vegan food, a lot of cooks would use soy, or what's the other one from tempeh from Indonesia. But now increasingly, a lot of people are using jackfruit because it's easier. I mean, you just buy a jackfruit instead of having to produce something. And all credit goes to Frida.
The Northern Territory here is a pretty big producer of mangoes, some of which do get exported to California. It sounds like some Northern Territory farmers might have a little bit to thank Frida Kaplan for opening up that market.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing. In the produce industry now, you know, with marking of her passing, like, they know exactly who she is. In a famous story in 1979, but definitely in 1970s, the Packer, which is the Bible of the American produce industry, they gave her an award, like the Produce Man of the Year. So Frida goes to the award ceremony, gets the plaque, and returns it to them and says, I'm not a man, so I'm not going to accept it. So afterwards, the Packer, now it's called the Produce Person of the Year, and it's all because of Frida. Like, they knew exactly who she was. They honored her for it. So there's a lot of I wouldn't call it mourning. Of course, people miss that Frida's no longer with us, but she was 96 years old. She lived a hell of a life. She's a legend. And very few people who get into that industry can say that, you know, that they lived a career where they become legends. But that's Frida Kaplan.